Mr. Olamilekan Adegbite said illegal dredging activities are denying the government necessary funds, especially in the effort to diversify the economy, while depriving defaulting miners from accessing incentives like loans by the federal government. Mr. Adegbite, represented by Delta State Officer, Mines and Steel Development, Mrs. Bukola Kuye, urged miners to read the laws governing the sector to avoid situations like double taxation from other agencies.
Anything solid mineral coming from the river, and we have the law that back it up. Read about the laws governing the job. Anybody forcing you to collect cash from you, be very careful with such person. It should be online payment through remita.
The minister noted a special mine surveillance and task force on illegal mining activities, SMSTF, has been set up in partnership with all security agencies as members to ensure compliance. Also, Delta State Commandant of the Civil Defense Corps, Chike Gbamon, represented by Assistant Commandant of Corps, Egede Chukudi, in a remark said, the NSCDC has instituted a solid mineral unit to enforce necessary laws guiding the mineral sector.
And I want to encourage every miner to please take that opportunity and interface with us.
The chairman, Delta State Chapter of the Miners Association of Nigeria, MAN, Mr. Patrick Idolo, who spoke on behalf of other miners, commended the inauguration of the task force on illegal mining activities while calling for collaboration between the union and the surveillance team for better results. In Asaba, Orenero Ewere, Radio Nigeria.